A few remote villages are getting an early shot of holiday spirit as the National Guard flies Santa Claus in for pre-Christmas visits. Operation Santa has been bringing jolly old Saint Nick to villages for more than half a century, delivering gifts, food, clothes, and holiday music to some of Alaska's most isolated communities. Huna had a visit from Santa last week, and Alaska National Guard spokeswoman Kale Rupp says this week Santa visited Pilot Station and Holy Cross, flying on an Alaska National Guard Black Hawk helicopter out of Bethel. When the weather clears, they will go to Little Diomede near Nome also. One of the first villages to have a visit from the National Guard and Santa was the interior village of Tanana. KUAC's Dan Bross went along and has this story.
The whole village, a couple hundred people, packed the Tanana school gym to meet the man in red. They've set up a stage decorated with green construction paper and a twinkling plastic tree, but the scene is dominated by the faces of kids lining up to sit on Santa's lap and get a present. There's also ice cream, books, school supplies, hats, and mittens.
What did you guys think of seeing Santa?
It was awesome.
Tell me what you got.
I got a car.
I got a bungee dude.
Scissors.
I got money.
An eraser.
My bag.
I got a whole bunch of candy.
Me too.
Tanana School Principal Dan King says there's a lot of anticipation and excitement in the village where Santa Claus still holds some mystique with the little kids.
I'm sure for a lot of these kids, it's the first time they've seen Santa, so it's awesome. In fact, 2 years ago, I was riding in on a plane with one of my first graders, and he said to me, Mr. King, we're going to talk about Santa Claus all the way to Fairbanks. And I said, are we, Stuart? And he said, yes. Well, as soon as the plane started up, he fell asleep, and he woke up, and he was really disappointed, and he said, I missed it. And I said, Stuart, why do you think I know Santa? And he said, well, you're both white, so it's absolutely huge to just, you know, any new experience in the village is so much appreciated, so we love it.
Every year, the National Guard gets applications from many Alaska villages, hoping to receive one of a limited number of Operation Santa visits. And Tanana hadn't made the cut in a long time.
This is exciting because I remember when I must have been 5 years old, when I was a kid, everybody put their children in their dog sleds and went down to the airport. And that was the last time they ever came.
That's lifelong Tanana resident Lois Huntington. She brought a foster child to see Santa and says it was pretty special.
It was a treat for the kids. They've never had anything like this before, so this is something new. And they'll always remember this.
What do you think was the best part?
The music. I love that kind of music.
A lot goes into making the magic of Operation Santa Claus. A National Guard C-130 flew in about 40 people, including a small Air Force band, all the gifts and food. Rich Owens, owner of Tasty Freeze in Anchorage, says Operation Santa has become a holiday tradition for him.
I've been with Op Santa for probably 9 or 10 years now. It's a big thing in the villages. We always try to bring a fruit topping. The villages love berries, so it's a good way to, for me, it's a good way to lead into the holiday season.
National Guard Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Roach of Fairbanks says contributors like Owens help make the program.
They spend hours and hours collecting items, wrapping them, and giving the gift packets together for the kids. It's just a wonderful program with volunteers from not only the military, but also the families and the communities.
Fellow National Guardsman Colonel Mike Roanhorst from Eielson Air Force Base says there's nothing like the experience of bringing Santa to a village.
I've been an Alaska Guardsman for almost 22 years, and this is probably my best day as a Guardsman as far as getting out of the community, giving the thanks and respect and for the support that they give us. So this was neat.
Guardsmen like Roanhorst feel the holiday glow, but nobody shares the love as much as the star of the show, Santa Claus.
Just hugging those little kids, just seeing those happy faces, it's just, you can't beat it.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
In Tanana, I'm Dan Bross.